Pat Walsh is the supervisory fish and game biologist at the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. He says the difficulty comes from little snow in the refuge.
We normally use snow to track wolves, and that allows us to catch them more easily. But in this year, we had no snow, and so basically we're searching for like a needle in a haystack.
Walsh says late March is usually the best time to do this type of work. Typically, it's easy to follow tracks in the snow, but no snow, no tracks. The team ended up calling four wolves from two different packs. Walsh would have preferred to find and tag more of them. Counting predators like bears and wolves is important to gauge their effect on the area moose population, which is always of concern to hunters and subsistence users. Walsh and the other biologist may try again in the fall or put the expensive aerial effort on hold till next spring, hoping for more snow.
We've gone through two very poor snow years in a row, though, so really we need to learn how to do this kind of work without snow because we may be facing the same thing down the line.
Getting any animals tagged usually helps. Walsh says those animals typically lead future surveys towards other animals. In Dillingham, I'm Matt Martin.